I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I saw another bin lorry go by. It's fucking mental. Loads now, you can't move for bin lorries.
Welcome to Drum and Drummer, a podcast focused on drums, drumming and drummers. I'm George Pickering and that's Ben Winty, and we are both professional drummers in this business we call music. So stick around and join us as we pass the time whilst trying to stay in time.
Lan Ableton with George Pickering. I've gone mental, so you don't have to. Year 2024.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And oh, I thought there was more.
We are in what year? Is this the third year of
Drum and
podcasting
Drummer
we've done? Yeah.
I think so. End of 22, that's when we started. Was it 3 years in November?
Was it end of 2021?
It might have been.
I think it was end of 2021.
No, it was. It was. Shit.
Fucking shit out. The bed. Well,
that's
we are
lot,
back. Yeah, we're still doing it.
I was mid-20s when we started this. And now I'm very much late 20s, you know?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Yeah. So I was a bit late joining the old call because
it's not like
Hercules
you.
Now Hercules in the public domain thanks to our episode with Hardcase, shat all over the hall floor.
Is that a regular occurrence?
No, I mean the excrement is usually randomised in location, but it's only every few days.
He only shits every few days.
Something like that, yeah.
They
not
do
like
everything slowly, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. But he's stomping around, proud as shit. Proud as... But I think he smudged some on the door. Oh, I don't know.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Wow.
Other than that, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Recycling's finally been taken, so that's good.
Okay,
it's
talk
weird
me through
how
that
affects... What?
Yeah. What's
why is that a topic of conversation?
Yeah, why is that an area of concern for you at this
well,
this,
it's a
this
funny
current
one,
collection?
It? Recycling
was it full?
Yeah, oh my God. It was full
right.
And we had it piling up in the kitchen. Basically they haven't taken it for a month. And it's funny how something like that is so insignificant, you think. Once it stops happening, you go, there's so much cardboard in the kitchen. What are we going to do with it? And this morning, Elfie was getting ready. She was in the living room, which looks onto the street. And she goes, I think she's something like, woo, or something like that. Like, yeah. And I was like, what's happened? You know, have they released a new episode of Married at First Sight Australia early or something? You know, no, recycling was taken. And that is, when you're nearly 30, living in a flat, that's exciting. You know what I mean? I've just realized that this isn't, I feel like I'm so used to doing these guest intros and we have like 5 minutes to chat and then that's it. But it's hit me. Now this is us. This is all
just us today. Yeah. Yeah.
for as long, well, not as long as we want because we've got a guest at 11 and it's 20 past 10. But bins have been taken. So that's a load off.
Why has it been a month?
I think it's genuinely, it was something like the lorry broke down once and then they just got behind on everything,
right.
You know, and they just couldn't catch up. Maybe they need to take recycling from more important places. I don't know. Who knows how they work these things. But that's our mornings. The tortoise has shat on the floor and the recycling's been taken.
Yeah. These are the dazzling heights of being a drummer.
Yeah. Mm. If you've joined today after listening to another episode, you know, this is how it goes sometimes. It's not all drums. But I'll talk some drums if you want.
Yeah, do it, man.
Well, I sort of on, oh God, I don't even know the formation of the episodes coming out, but on the intro to Ollie Wood's episode, I spoke.
Which came out last
about,
week.
Brilliant. Cool. So last week's episode, I briefly spoke about a gig I had in London with the fabulous Mackenzie. And I just kind of wanted to chat about it a bit more. Just, you know, the lead up to the gig and the gig itself and post gig. Because it was all quite interesting. It was a bit last minute, you know. It's Conor Griffiths' gig, friend of the pod, friend of ours. He was on tour, I think. He seems to be on tour with just different people at the moment.
Busy boy, isn't he?
He's a busy boy. And so he asked me if I could do this gig in London. I said, yeah, of course, love to. And then, but the gig was last minute. And then there was two new songs that she wanted to do. And I sort of got sent them the night before, which is fine. It's sometimes how it goes. But it was just sort of like, right, quickly learn them, you know, sort of thing. And I quite like that isn't, I don't know how to word it, but if you get sent songs last minute, I like that I'm at a point now where you go, well, I'll be all right, you know? I sort of had, the rehearsal was at, 10 a.m., and I had the dentist at 9 a.m. That was fine. You know, 58 quid to be told your teeth are fine. So that's good.
I'd do it for 40. Yeah. I could tell you your teeth are fine for 40 quid if you want.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically I woke up at like 7 and was like, right, let's learn these tunes. I don't know. It's just interesting how you get to that point as a musician, as a drummer, you know, before learning two songs. It's like, fucking hell, that's going to take weeks. Like when you're 16, you know, like trying to learn a song. But I quite like the process of it now. You're like, right, let's listen to it and then listen to it again and write down the structure and then listen to it again and write down any sort of specific things about it. You know, any weird feels or anything.
Question.
Yeah, go on.
So a few questions. One, what were you given as reference to learn from? A studio recording, a live recording.
Oh, God. I've kicked my... Hang on. My headphones have come out. We're back in. What were the reference? Well, I was sent the master tracks and I was also sent the backing track that I'll be playing along to, which I put in the SPD. But yeah, does that answer the question?
Good enough? Yeah, so you had studio recording.
Yeah. Because that's another thing that opens up a whole other avenue. Sometimes you might just be sent a live video or something, you know, that's common practice. Hey, would you learn this set? And you get sent, I've had it where you get just sent a video from a show and it's like someone's just set up a camera and they go, learn this. And you go, what? It's like, it's quite, I don't know, bad quality. And you're trying to work out what the drummer's doing and, you know. But anyway,
follow-up question.
Yeah, shoot.
Was the master recording, does that have real drums on it?
Yeah.
Or was it like a Ren thing where it's...
No.
Live
it was all real
shows, but
I'm pretty sure it was Connor as well himself. So I was just learning whatever he'd put down on the track. But even just think there was a lot of pushes in one of the songs, and it's like, right, make sure you get all the pushes. You know what I mean? But yeah. Anyway, so we did the rehearsal, and it was good. But it was all sort of like right last minute, and at one point, admittedly, like I just put the tracks in the SPD really quick. And then the click came out front and I was like, fuck, okay, let me change that, you know. And it was sort of a bit stressy. It's like, right, we've got this gig and it's quite a big gig. And it was one of those gigs where I was really looking forward to it. But there's always that part like, I hope nothing goes wrong, you know, because it felt like, I don't know, what if it does? What if the click comes out front? And I knew I'd said it right. But there's always that little thing in your head. Even when I do shows with Ren and we feel like we've got it down now, like, okay, I know everything is solid, but there's still a thought like, yeah, but what if it isn't, you know? And it's just this sort of worry. So anyway, the gig was in London. It was on a Tuesday night. And I mean, I spoke about it briefly last week. Green Day, some of Green Day were playing next door. And
Green Day.
Yes. It was actually the Cover-Ups. But so turned up. I was a bit worried because I was like, where am I going to park? Turned out ample street parking around there, around the Emirates area, which was a shock, to be honest. So anyway, it turned up and there's a big queue outside the venue next door because Billy Joe was next door with Mike or Trey. I don't know.
Mike.
Was it with Mike? I wonder what Trey was doing. Anyway, so we turned up. That whole Green Day thing happened, which if you didn't listen to last week's episode, basically they were playing next door, so security was on high alert and we had to load out a different way and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, we were supporting this band called the Covercets, as I've said. And I don't think we realized how, I don't know, known they were. The gig was sold out. So we did sound check. You know, we did our gig. It was great. It was really good fun. Like, it was nice to play to a big packed room. Nothing went wrong, which was nice. And afterwards we were like, cool, you know, and then they went on. And I don't know how much I told about this last week. I probably shouldn't have mentioned it at all because now I'm like, what did I even say? But it was interesting because this band were at this weird in-between level where they weren't sort of what I'd say my level where I'm setting everything up. But they weren't, you know, we weren't playing Hammersmith Apollo or some, you know, bigger venue. It was still sort of like a 200 capacity venue. But I said to the drummer after I'd played, I was taking my cymbals off, and I said to him, hey man, I'm dumb. Do you want to get your cymbals on? And he was like, nah man, sorry, I've got someone to do that. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, almost so it was like, so they weren't going out there setting up their own stuff. You know, it was sort of like, oh, we were like, oh, I don't think we realized how big they were. And after they played, I mean, their gig was great. You know, they really had a solid fan base, it seemed, who knew all the songs and they'd sing along to everyone, and it was great. And then after the gig, we were in the backstage area with them. And me and Duncan, we were like, we'll leave you guys to it, because we had to share the same dressing room. So we'll leave you to it. We'll just get out your way. And we tried to leave the dressing room. And it was just all these girls wanting signatures and photos outside the room. And I was like, you not guys are going to have to, you're going to have to go, because we could, you know, we can't get out. So they went out. And yeah, it was like, oh, this band were bigger than we thought. I don't know. I feel like it's so often you'll play a, you know, a gig and there's like a headline band in inverted commas, which might just be the band that are on last. And, you know, it's, there's 12 people you're playing to, but it was weird to show up to a venue thinking it's going to be that. And you're like, oh no, it's actually a proper gig, you know? Yeah, it was one of those gigs where it's like, I hope it all goes well. And it did, you know, cause it's an interesting one, the whole playback thing, because it's something, you know, I'm quite confident in doing it now, but there's still that little bit at the back of your head that's like, but what if it all fucks up? What if the click does come out front of house, you know? Which leads me on to, I've been teaching someone else Ableton, and I think it might be something I'd do a bit more. I don't know if he listens to this. He might. Guy called Jacob, Brighton drummer, Pat put him in touch with me, and yeah, it's just cool. It's been fun to teach more people how to do it, because, you know, without getting cheesy about teaching stuff, you learn stuff when you teach people stuff. Mm. You know what I mean? So I really made sure I'd kind of, I don't know, written a whole formula. I said, right, I'm going to teach this one lesson. I won't clock watch, as it's called, you know, try and do it for an hour. But if it's an hour and a half, it's cool. If it's 2 hours, it's cool, you know. And just be like, right, this is how you create a project for a song, you know? And I just did what I do with Ren's songs. And it's weird because already it's sort of like, I know exactly what to do now. So it's like, well, this is obvious to me. I'm sure it's the same if you ever teach someone in the recording studio, like, well, this is how you do it, you know? But to them, they've never done it. It's like, what? Sorry, do that again? So yeah, it was great. And, but there was like a few things, there was kind of only really one thing that he asked and I didn't know, and it was just changing the color of all the stems. And it's just something I haven't done yet. And he was like, how do you do that? I was like, I don't know, but let's look it up. You know, it's quite nice. You know, so it's sort of like I'll teach him or anyone all these things. And then there'll be like a question and I'll be like, ooh, I don't know. But let's, you know, and it's nice to not feel like, shit, I don't know. Sorry, I'm a fraud. I don't know what I'm doing. And be like, okay, I can do all of this, but that is something, you know. Why is that like that? I don't know. It's a good question. I just do it. Let's find out, you know. So that's good. And if you're listening to this and you want to learn Ableton, come at your boy. Come at your boy. Because, you know, I'd happily teach anyone it. Because it's a minefield. And if you haven't got anyone to teach you it, you know, I spent a couple of weeks just in my flat going fucking mental, going, I can't do this. This is horrible. And now I've sort of formulated
You've
it
You've done
one
that
page.
For everyone.
Yeah. So
now you want your reparations.
Exactly. But yeah.
I've gone mental for 2 weeks, so you don't have to.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the subline to your course. Yeah. Learn Ableton with George Pickering. I've gone mental, so you don't have to.
Yeah. September and October, I was just in a dark room going a bit mad, going, well, why is that not? Why is the click not followed into the main set, you know? But now I've saved you that stress. So
what's your preference then between, because you said Mackenzie gig was on the SPDX.
Right. So, wow, that opens up another topic of conversation. So when I finished the gig, I didn't mention this. I was talking to the sound man outside and he was saying, because he was our sound man, but then the headline band had their own sound man. But anyway, while we were chatting, he was talking about me running the tracks from the SPD. And he said, look, if there's a way you can make it separate the tracks, that would be great for someone like me as a sound man. Because, you know, he said, he was like, I was listening to the tracks and at points there were, say, like strings or something on the track. And he was like, that's a bit coming in hot or too quiet. And he was like, I wish I could have changed it, but I couldn't because it's just one track. Whereas if you use Ableton, you know, you can group strings and bass and guitar, you know, all these different things, and just send them to different parts, and then the sound man can then change things as they go. But it is, I don't know, it's SPD's nice because it's, as we've spoken to Jacko from Bury Tomorrow, it is just a solid thing, you know. You haven't really got to worry as much if you drop it compared to if you drop your MacBook. And it's just nice. It's just nice to start a song just by hitting something. Just, you know, that's it. And then it's good to go. But I think Ableton, you know, that's there's so much more room for, I don't know. You can just do so much more. But I think if you're just running a track and a click, just use an SPD, you know.
Why were you worried that the click would come out front of house?
Oh, it was literally just because in the rehearsal, I was sort of rushing. I sent it to the wrong thing for like a second. And then I was like, right, guys, ready to go. Because Connor was sending me tracks while I was in the rehearsal. And he was like, oh, I've sent a new one. I was like, cool, I'll put it in. I was like, right, guys, let's do this. Bing. And then it was just like, 1, 2, 3. And I was like, shit. And even when I knew I'd fixed it, it was still like, yeah, but what if it happens again? And I've never had that worry before. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think it's like anything. When you're doing something like that and you're like, that was just, you know, 1 second mistake. It was just because I was rushing and I didn't send it just to my headphones. You know, it was just, it stayed on master out. And then, but I think it was because it was that specific, I don't know, that whole lead up. And I was like, yeah, what if it happens again? I kept checking, even on the sound check. I was like, let's just check every song, you know. But, you know, because I've seen videos of it happening. Like, that's the worst nightmare.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you said you were, you know, you had last minute couple of songs to learn, you know, that you were less, you felt less like, oh fuck, and you were more like, yeah, fine. Was that more in terms of actually learning the drums or handling the playback?
The drums. I think playback was fine because I sort of knew it was, there's a process. You can get this really good thing that Connor put me onto. I'm sure most people use it. SPD editor. I used to, right, here's this is going really drum nerdy now. So if you're a drummer listening to this who has used an SPD for tracks, the way I used to put tracks into an SPD was I'd put all the tracks on like a USB stick and then put that into the SPD and then from there program it, and you'd see all the different MP3 files and the click files, and then you put them all specifically in. And I used to just do it like that. I just, you know, that was just how I did it. That was how I learned. And then it was actually when I did the first gig with Mackenzie, Connor was like, oh no, don't do that. That's mental. Get SPD editor. And it's great. You just, and people might be listening to this going, yeah, of course that's what you do. That's obvious. But you also might, some people might not have heard of it. But yeah, it's you just link up this program with your SPD and then just drop all the files into the program, and then they're there on the SPD, and then you're done. You know,
so it's a bit of software on your computer.
Yeah, just a bit of, yeah. And it's not, I don't even think it's SPD software. I think someone just made it, and everyone went, yeah, this is great. This works, you know? So point being, to your question, I wasn't worried about putting the tracks in. That was fine. It was, that wasn't the time-consuming thing. It was the drums. But then, and that was the part that I was like, I can do that. You know, I can I don't know. I know it's not going to be avant-garde jazz, you know. But, I was talking to someone about this the other day. More and more, every time a gig comes in, I'm less stressed about it in terms of, oh, can I learn all these songs? You sort of go, well, I've done it before, so it'll be fine, you know, and there's a process to it. And it's not. It's just doing one thing at a time, you know. Just listen to the songs. Just don't do anything. Just go, right, let's just play them and just sit there, you know, rather than going. I think what I used to do is you put on a song and then just start trying to play along instantly and be like, oh, wait, what was that? Fuck that. Don't even think about picking up sticks, you know. Write it down, you know, which I know you do and a lot of drummers do. And, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get a gig and be like, right, it's It's a lot to learn, but let's just do it, you know. I don't know. That's enough about that anyway. You got anything?
Yeah, well, I've mentioned that getting some ACS in-ear monitors.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on the journey to make that happen. And the journey's been delayed slightly. And I'll tell you for why. So I've placed my order for the in-ear monitors.
Yeah.
You need to get them moulded. In it. So to do that, you need to go to Boots Hearing Care. That's in Portsmouth. That's the local place where they'll do the mould. They also recommend you get your ears cleaned. So as I said, I went and had my ears cleaned at South Sea Ear Clinic. And I booked an appointment with Boots Hearing Care for a hearing assessment, which they do before they then book another appointment to take the moulds. And so, yeah, I went in and didn't really know what I was walking into, really. But I had a hearing assessment, check your ears, and I had a hearing test. You had a hearing test, didn't you?
Yeah.
Have I told you what happened with mine?
No, and I'm intrigued.
No. Yeah, so I think, were you shitting yourself?
I was shitting myself. I'll explain very quickly because I've rambled on enough today. Prior to the hearing test, I was aware that my hearing was getting worse, perhaps. I'd be at work and someone would say something. I'd be like, I have no idea what you said. It was just a bit muffled. And I was really worried they were going to say, you've done some long-term damage. But no, it's just I was very waxy. And it was fine. My hearing test was fine. How was yours?
So I went in, and she looked at my ears with one of them camera thingies.
Yeah.
And then blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, put me in this little sound booth.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's weird.
Like, yeah. And then she stuck these little, they looked like really thin black. I guess they had speaker on the end. But they were surrounded with like foam, so she put them in my ear and then gave me a buzzer.
Yep.
Did you? Yeah, a buzzer. And she was like, I'm basically going to play some different beeps in each ear. If you hear it, press the button. If you don't hear anything, don't press the button. She said there'll be different frequencies, slightly different volumes, very quiet, you know. So then they like sat in there and then it's like, oh, there's so much pressure. I feel so much pressure to like hear these things.
Yeah.
And then you're like, did I hear something? Did I not?
Yeah.
And anyway, and then it was like, you could hear them and they were very quiet, like a little low beep and then a little medium beep, you know, and it was like, if you hear it, press it. Then you start getting paranoid about hearing your own breathing and you're like, I don't want to cover up. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I did it as best I could. And I think, you know, but then you're like, I've not heard anything for a while. Am I fucked? Do you know what I mean? Or is this meant to be, you know? She's trying to catch you out. I'm not going to do it regularly every 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I did it and then she showed me on the computer. She had this like graph up and I have mild, like there's in the graph, it's got frequencies and then a damage sort of report. And I'm like just one in to mild damage,
right?
Between two, I think it's between 2 and 4 kilohertz. So she's like, they're fine, and you're really, you only just in that starting to show signs of damage around that frequency range, which is guitars, snares, and cymbals.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, if you don't do anything, it will just get worse. But, like, I don't have any tinnitus. I don't have any things like that. But it's like, okay, yeah. That's... So I don't know. I don't know if that's good for my age and
What you were expecting?
I thought I'd be surprised if my ears were perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I'd be surprised. I thought there might be something and I maybe was expecting it to be worse than it was. But... gotta get those ear protectors.
Yeah.
But I think as well, like, you know, sign of age as well, but it's like, okay, yeah. The warning sign.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd have done all this without speaking to, without doing that chat with Jono.
Yeah.
I don't think I would. So no. It's a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
Good thing. So go and get your ears checked.
Go and get your ears checked.
Go and get hearing tests. I think it's free. I think you just go into Boots hearing.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
It's free. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do it. It's like if you don't, prostate done. Yeah.
It'll only get worse.
Get fingered by, so you might have to get fingered, but at some point, you haven't got
you've
cancer.
Got to accept a finger's going in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's the arse or the ear.
Yeah.
But it's better it goes in and finds nothing.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. And you're chasing down 40. You're coming up to arse fingering time, you know?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah. It's in the calendar.
40th birthday.
That's my present. That's a treat.
Present to yourself.
You go in, it's my birthday today. I thought I'd treat myself. Oh, how nice.
It says you're 39. Come on in today. Oh, yo, I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait.
So some people get their birthday presents early, don't they?
Exactly. Have we got anything else? Oh my God, the email. Don't forget the email.
Yes,
fucking
well,
hell.
Do you know what? We've had an email from Pete Thomas.
Mm.
But to do it justice, because he's asked about, I started talking about like overheads and ambient mics recently in mixing, and I think I'm going to do it more justice next time. It's just me and you.
Yeah.
But Pete, we got your email. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But we got distracted by Ableton and fingers in the arse. So
yeah.
We'll do a start. We'll start an episode with that.
Yeah.
And I can run down in detail because I could talk for quite a while.
Yeah, no, that'd be good.
So, Pete, thank you for your email.
Yeah, thank you, Pete.
Anyone else, get in touch. We'll add it to the queue. We'll add it to the queue of emails. You know, getting quick, you'll be number 2 in the queue.
Yeah.
But yeah, drummerdrummerpod@gmail.com.
It's still
an Instagram and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's annoying. We've got them all slightly different, haven't we?
I don't remember any
of
them.
But just... If you listen to this, look in the description. It's got all the links, yeah?
This is it.
And then give it 5 stars. Thank you very much, yeah? Follow,
our
share
ratings
it.
Have got, we're up to 14 5-star ratings on Spotify.
Are we?
Now,
so that's good. There.
Yeah. But this is a good chance to say, if you're one of our listeners and you listen on Spotify, please give us a rating because it helps, apparently. I don't know how it helps, but it does.
Because you get suggested to other people.
This is true. Do we want that, though? I want this to almost be like Fight Club. Do you know what I mean? First rule of Drum and Drummer listening is don't tell people. And we've got this weird cult of people that are just, you know.
I want just loads of money. So loads of people would be great. Cheers.
Yeah, it would be good. It would be good. I mean, do we mention...
I want Fight Club the film, not Fight Club the...
I don't want to have to actually fight.
Within the Fight Club.
Our listeners, if that's what you mean.
No, I'd destroy them all, but it's not. No, you'd be quite nippy and wiry.
Who would win in a fight out of me and you, do you reckon?
I think you'd outdo me stamina. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I reckon if you got a good punch in or something, I reckon you got the power.
Come at me, bro. Try and knock me down.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think my technique...
I just hold you away.
Well, this is it. I think if I tried anything, it wouldn't have an effect on you. I'd be like trying to punch up and just nothing's happening. So I think I just have to be like one of those boxers who just keeps running around the ring and the other boxer's trying to do something and it's like, nope, no, nearly, nope, like that. And I just wait till you're knackered and then just, you know, collapse. Yeah, I think that'd be how it goes. It's a shame that we didn't talk about the Pete Thomas thing. Instead, we talked about who would win in a fight between me and you. And
And it depends if I've just had a finger up my ass.
Well, this is it, yeah. You know.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you very much for listening.
Mental.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Drum and Drummer. You can find us on Instagram at Drum and Drummer Podcast. And you can send us an email to drumanddrummerpod@gmail.com. Remember, just pick up the sticks and twat it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.